Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. The revolution in television actually is going to be televised. Remember when there was an actual fall season, a big, huge, giant rollout of network shows? Well, nowadays, shows are rolled out sort of one at a time, and it's very, very difficult to even know what's coming. There's actually a new season that starts in January. But such as it is, the beleaguered networks are offering some new entertainment, and here to detect if there is actually any entertainment value in what the networks are offering this fall, and it actually sort of starts this week, is Kim Potts, founder of TVScreener.com, our buddy. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, just a quick question. We're asking everybody on the show this morning, is there anything you didn't get done this summer that you really wanted to do? I wanted to get in a kayak. Didn't happen. Anything?
I wanted to do a road trip, and it just didn't. The summer got away from me.
Yeah. Don't you hate that?
Yes.
Give us your regrets this summer, 8778 My Take or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. So what do the networks have for us this fall, given that they're complaining about not being able to sell enough ad revenue and they're delaying their fall seasons later and later into the year?
It's true. In fact, January, kind of the big things are happening in January, the last season of Lost, maybe the last season of 24, American Idol without Paula. So those are the kind of big things are put off. But there are some good things. Comedy is kind of the thing this year instead of the dramas that they've been focusing on the last few seasons. Remakes, a couple of big shows like Glee, which everybody has heard about and is pretty excited about.
Let's talk about Glee in a second. NBC is obsessed with comedy. There's nothing to laugh about on their bottom line, of course, and they're doing Leno at 10, so that their primetime schedule is going to be dominated by, you know, rolling out of Leno. But give me an assessment of this program called Community.
What is community college? You've heard it's loser college for remedial teens, 20-something dropouts, middle-aged divorcees, and old people keeping their minds active as they circle the drain of eternity. However, I wish you luck! Okay, there's more to this speech. There's actually a middle card that is missing. Can we all look around our immediate areas?
Now, this sounds really appealing, kind of an uplifting sort of like there's all as well in the world sort of comedy.
It's funny.
Really?
The main star, it is. It actually is one of the two.
Set in a community college.
It is. I know. Not exactly what you would think would lead to humor, but it stars the host of The Soup on E!, which it's a very culty kind of thing, so maybe a lot of people don't know him yet, but Joel McHale. It is very funny. It does have kind of an underlying sweet message. It's very sarcastic. It fits in with the 30 Rock and The Office and those shows. But
it may just capture the audience of millions of unemployed Americans going back to community colleges trying to get retrained for jobs.
That's true. That's an interesting take on it.
All right. Well, they will certainly hope that those numbers come in. Here's Fox is offering Glee.
So you want to talk to my Cheerios about joining Glee Club?
Well, I need more kids, performers, and all the best ones are in the Cheerios, so I figured some of them might want to double up.
Okay, so what you're doing right now is called blurring the lines. High school is a caste system. Kids fall into certain slots. Your jocks and your popular kids up in the penthouse. The invisibles and the kids playing live action, druids and trolls out in the forest, bottom floor.
And where do the Glee kids lie?
Sub-basement.
Another deconstruction of high school, it seems, from Fox. But they're betting a lot on this show. How can you tell?
How can you not tell, really, right? It's everywhere. They've taken to Twitter. They've gone everywhere trying to promote it, and they've been promoting it all summer. The cast is tweeting. They did a mall tour, kind of throwback to 90210 and when those shows kind of launched on the WB and Fox. And Dawson's Creek on WB. They've put a lot into it. They showed the first episode right after American Idol last spring and then kind of forgot about it all summer in terms of putting it back on. But marketing-wise, they haven't forgotten about it at all, and people are pretty excited about it.
And two words on Melrose Place, back on the CW instead of – it was originally Fox, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right. It was kind of the companion – or was a spinoff of 90210. It, you know, they're very wisely bringing back a couple of the old characters.
Nostalgia of the last, 3 years.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. There we go.
Yeah.
Kim Potts, founder of TVScreener.com. You still have time for that road trip, I figure, right? Good luck with that.
Maybe, yeah.
Thanks so much.